9.
The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Hour number 3, Tuesday edition. Griff in about 15 minutes. Gator Dave, like I mentioned last hour, will join us Thursday. Couldn't go today. And he said Thursday fits better. So he'll be on with us right after Chris Landry on Thursday at about 7:30-ish. The day after tomorrow, 615-844-5600, if you'd like to check in on Twitter, at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Speaking of electronic mail, Joe over in Texas sends this message. Bill, it was good hearing you back on Monday. Lost power in Texas from Wednesday to Sunday. Stayed with my mother during that time. She only lost power for about a day, and we had freezing rain and ice on Friday. He says, our inconveniences were minor compared to people who are still without power in our area. Hope to talk to you soon. Signed, David. I think, David, you're over in College Station, right? I think that's right. Yeah, I do believe so. Yeah, I tell you, being without power, here's a good question. And I've thought about this and never pulled the trigger through the years because we don't lose power here, at least personally now, maybe once a year. And it's usually not but for a couple of hours. It may be a significant storm that comes through or something. So I've never been on the end of one of those multi-day or week after week you lost power. I know some of you haven't. It's just torture. I understand. It's just awful. I've been very fortunate there. Just lucky. But I've always wondered, would it be worth getting a generator hookup? Even if it was just for maybe one day or a couple of hours a year. I'm wondering now if you've got a ranch or, you know, let's say you've for a while now, not just pandemic wise, but for a while you've been working out of your house or your business is out of your house. Or maybe you have a ranch. You run a ranch. You run a farm. That's what you do. I would think you'd need a generator. Just in case, right? I would think that'd be a good investment. I know the lady that bought my parents, where I grew up, my parents' house and farm and all the property, she put a massive generator in over there for that. Now, she had unlimited money. I mean, this thing was huge. And, I mean, you're talking about running a big house, a barn, and she had lots of, she was in the horse business, very incredibly wealthy. But I'm just saying, regardless, would it be worth it? And it might. I don't, you know, it might be worth it, even if you don't even use it once a year. Maybe something you'd want to. If I'm in, let me put it this way. If I'm in Texas and they're going to go with this silly wind turbine thing, which somehow they got talked into doing this, I'd have a generator. Because that's going to be a problem. Now, that kind of weather in Texas isn't that common. I get it. But I'd be prepared. Armageddon, who did not go to the Vandy baseball game because I saw all the people in the stands. I did not see him. What's up?
Greetings from Chicken Road, Bill.
How you doing over there?
Doing okay. Now, Bill, I have a little update for you about some business.
Okay.
You remember me talking about Tubbs, that pretty woman I had early every morning that was an Auburn fan, lived in Lincoln, was from Lincoln County?
Yes. Yes, I do. But what was the Tubbs connection? She liked Tuberville or what?
Yeah, she liked Tuberville.
Okay. Okay. I do too. I'm a Tubbs guy.
She got a car about 10 days ago, Bill.
Oh. Oh. So no more rides for her. She doesn't need them.
No, but we might still get together every once in a while because I told her I like reading the good book.
I hear you. She got a car. Well, good for her.
But anyway, what awesome weather, Bill. We're going to get all the snow out of here finally. Good for business.
Cosby Cattleman called earlier, and he's up in East Tennessee, as you know, and he said it's supposed to get like 64 here today. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got a friend that lives, you know, in East Tennessee, past Knoxville, kind of close to the Greenville area, and he said that they didn't even get any snow up there, which was kind of hard for me to believe, you know, seeing how they're closer to the mountains.
That is, yeah, that's true. Usually East Tennessee is going to get more of a whipping than we do when it comes to this stuff, and our weather pattern heads that way. But you're right. I don't recall any of that getting up on Rocky Top.
Now, Bill, fill me in a little bit on this little dust up in Norman, Oklahoma.
Well, if you go on Twitter and just search Oklahoma fight, and that video will be everywhere. But it's the video begins with there are a bunch of people in a bathroom at a bar. And two Oklahoma, I guess, ball players. They didn't look like big linemen, but they were 6'1", 6'3"-ish, are standing there talking, kind of popping off with a couple of shorter guys that looked like they were about 5'10". And one of them pushes one of the shorter guys, and apparently the short guys are MMA guys, and they're veterans. And so the two short guys jump the Oklahoma players and whoop the tar out of them. It ends up on the ground. One of them is in a submission. Looks like he's about to go out. He's got him in a chokehold or a guillotine, or he's about to tap him out. The other one slams the other big guy into the wall, hits his head on the wall, and he's pounding him in the face, standing right over him. And then the video ends. So and apparently the one kid who the first Oklahoma kid is from Nashville. Spencer Jones went to Franklin Road Academy, which I did not know that until somebody tweeted that about 30 minutes ago to us here on the show. So one of the guys that almost lost his eye in this fight is a Franklin Road Academy kid.
Wow.
Going to Oklahoma, who's a backup receiver and holder for kicks.
Bill, we're about to go into your favorite part of football season. That's spring practice.
I love it. Document every minute of it.
Kind of a dead period here, Bill.
Well, actually, they just announced the NCAA in their infinite wisdom. Speaking of dead period, they just extended it all the way to the end of May. So they've gone well past a year now. It's the silliest thing ever. We can play football and basketball games, okay? We can play sports. We can get in a huddle and do all these things, but you can't bring recruits on campus to tour and get to know them. It's the silliest thing ever.
By the way, Bill, just to clear the air, just so you're clear on everything that's going on between me and VUPD and Vanderbilt in general.
Yeah.
no access to the baseball stadium, the football stadium, Memorial Gym. Now, I can drive through those roads, Bill. You were questioning whether I could drive through those roads. I can drive through those roads. Just no access to the athletic venues or McGugan Center, I guess, for that matter.
Is this on paper written to you?
Yes, it is.
Put that up on Twitter. Do you have access to it? Do you still have it?
Yes.
You get a chance, put that on Twitter. I'd like to see that.
The paper says, you know, indefinite suspension. And, you know, indefinite, Bill, so it's not a lifetime ban. So indefinite, you know, it's kind of vague, Bill.
Well, indefinite, I mean, what if they would put infinity there? Infinity suspension. I don't know. Have you asked for forgiveness? Have you sent anybody any correspondence?
I have emailed Candace Story with no response.
That's what I would have thought. She's staying away from that one now.
Have a good day, Bill.
All right. Appreciate it. Jim and Jupiter says, Bill, better have a generator in Florida with the hurricanes. I actually don't have one because I'm close to a hospital and I'm on the hospital grid, so we get our power back really quick. Ags and Strohs down on the Gulf Coast of Texas. So we go from the Atlantic side of Florida to the Gulf Coast of Texas. Ags and Strohs, check out this generator, Bill. And this guy in the article says he powered his house with a Ford F-150 hybrid. Says the F-150 hybrid's onboard generator produces 7.2 kilowatts of power. So if the power goes out, you can use your truck to power your house. I'm assuming that the Cosby Cattleman, speculating on Fulmer's $37K a month that he's getting, could buy perhaps an F-150 monthly. Could that be the one that includes the generator? I did not know that. Man, there's a lot of things people are sending me today that I'm having to say I didn't know that. I don't like doing that on the show either. Yeah, a bunch of those things coming in today, which I'm having to admit I did not know that in advance. Griff, we're going to head to Georgia next and get on into Athens and talk to Mr. Mike Griffith. He's with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation, and we'll kick it around with Griff. What can we get, Griff? Should I try the Vanderbilt angle and see if he'll bash Vandy, or should I go somewhere else? Because I want snarky Griff. I don't want reasonable Griff. On the edge Griff is better than reasonable, pragmatic Griff. We'll see. We'll see when we come back. Presented by, as you probably know, a place that does have clean bathrooms, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to bog down here pretty good now at times. 40 westbound coming past Spence Lane. Here as you make your way through Donaldson, headed towards downtown. Briley Parkway at I-40, checking on that accident, possibly with some injuries. Edmondson Pike at Cloverland. That's going to be in Brentwood on a two-car crash right in the intersection there in that part of Brentwood. Hey, check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys over 40, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all men in America. Here's legendary pro baseball player Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
When I hit 40, I started feeling sluggish. I had less drive. It was harder to stay in shape.
Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. With Nugenix, I feel like I'm still in my prime. There's a reason Nugenix has been the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC for years. It works. If you want to get back in the game and get your edge back, you need Nugenix. You can get a complimentary bottle. All you have to do is send them a text. And guys, take it from me. She'll like it too.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text TAP to 321-321 right now. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
If you're a first-time buyer, finding your first real home can feel like this.
Hot property.
Not going to last long.
Multiple offers.
30-year fix.
We need earnest money.
But a realtor has the expertise to strip away all the noise and focus on what really matters to you.
You're going to love this place. Great neighborhood. School is walkable. It even has a huge yard so Henry can practice his penalty kicks.
Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor with the expertise to make sure your voice is the only voice that matters. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck.
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 60. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 40. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 63. Sunshine for Thursday, highs 52. And chance of rain for Friday, highs 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
I think Twitter is reading my mind today. I really do. Anyways, I'll explain what that means. Griff is with us, Mike Griffith. On Tuesday. Sorry about last week, Griff. We got knocked off the whole week, but good to have you back. Here is the first question, and I was literally thinking of this, and then I see a tweet that says, ask Griff what I was just thinking. Isaiah Wilson here for the Titans' first-round draft pick has been a disaster. He's been an immature, troublesome brat, and it looks like the future is zero for him here. I don't recall, and again, Griff, I'm not there every day like you, but I don't recall any red flags with him. Am I missing something here with him?
No, you're not. There were no red flags at Georgia. He was a freshman All-American.
Yeah.
Played right away. Redshirt his first year, but I mean, you know, this guy's 6'5", 350, big, strong. We knew he needed some more technique and some coaching. It's so important these guys go to the right culture. You hear that over and over again. And some teams have a better culture than others, you know. And I'm not saying it's all the Titans' fault, but, you know, I don't know what happened there. I don't know who was around them. I don't know what the leadership was like. I don't know how much of it is just Isaiah having a lot of money for the first time in his life. You know, he's a kid from New York City. I can't make any excuses or say because I don't cover the team, but, you know, I did see there were instances of him, you know, falling asleep during the summer drills. And, you know, I guess it was Taylor Lewan, you know, making fun, putting a funny video out. But, no, there was, you know, Isaiah here, you know, there was no issues with him in Athens.
That's what I thought. It's amazing. Now, I guess that can happen. You come from conditions where you don't have money and it's a struggle, and then you are a first-round draft pick and they put the signing bonus money in your pocket, and then I guess it's possible you can go a little bit crazy then. It could happen to somebody, I guess.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, you talk about, you know, leadership, right? And you, so many times you hear coaches talk about players, you know, you just hope the players go to the right, you know, team environment, and you hope they go to the right place. Because young players are obviously, you know, still can be influenced. And again, I don't know that that's what happened. I'm not saying that the Titans have a bad team culture, that they've had players arrested or in trouble over the years. I can't, you know, I don't have the Titans police log history in front of me. It's been a long time since Pac-Man was throwing money up in a strip club, I guess. So I don't really know what the team culture is like right now. I don't really know what the leadership is like or not like in the offensive line meeting room, and I don't know if it would have made a difference for Isaiah. But those are all things I think you consider because you don't see it too often where a first-rounder doesn't work out in year one.
Tweet from the person goes by the name Jay Cutler's burner account. It says, ask Griff if there's any chance that Kirby botches the quarterback situation at Georgia this season. He says, last year at this time, Jamie Newman was the shoe-in first ballot Hall of Famer, and he never played it down. I don't recall the Hall of Fame thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of expectation with Jamie when he first came over from Wake Forest because he'd averaged more yards per game in offense at Wake Forest than Justin Fields did at Ohio State. And he said, wow, here's a guy that's 6'4", 230, that's producing more yards per game rushing and passing than Justin Fields did at Ohio State. You know, guy with a big arm, you know, can't wait to marry him with Todd Monken, this NFL offensive coordinator whose Tampa Bay offense led the NFL in passing yardage in 2018. So, you know, you thought, wow, you know, you put this coordinator with this really talented guy. The problem was there wasn't any spring football for Jamie to learn the offense. And quarterbacks need reps, and they need time in the quarterback room. And they tried to do some things on Zoom, but I don't know how effective that was. If you look at the season results, it looks like the teams that had quarterbacks coming back from the year before had a distinct advantage over the teams with new coordinators or new quarterbacks like Georgia had. And so, and because there wasn't really any opportunity for these people to get in sync. And so not having a spring really, I thought, put Georgia behind a lot of other programs like Alabama, where, you know, Mac Jones had played some games the previous year, or Ohio State, who was a playoff team with a quarterback that had played some games the year before, or Notre Dame or Clemson. In fact, all four playoff teams had returning quarterbacks. So I think that was a factor. And then in the fall camp, JT Daniels came in, a former five-star who was ranked only behind Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence in his class, and looked like he was going to be the guy. And the thought was he would be healed up in time to play in the opener. So he was, you know, slinging it around with that big knee brace on. And then a couple weeks before the opener, they said, you know, he's not cleared yet. He just doesn't have the range of motion that we feel comfortable with. And by that time, Newman had left. So you were kind of stuck with Dwan and Stetson Bennett. You know, Dwan Mathis, another guy. He'd been through one spring, but, you know, he was just coming off brain surgery. He barely even played the year before. In fact, he didn't play the year before. He practiced starting in November, and then you had Stetson Bennett, a former walk-on and a fourth-year guy that had played 1 year JUCO ball, but obviously had some limitations at 5'10 and a 185. So, you know, if you look a little closer, you can kind of look at it and go, oh, wow, yeah, you break it down, it kind of makes sense. But just up looking at it from above, it just like looks like one big school bus wreck, you know, and you just go, what the heck? Bus driver must have made a mistake. Well, no, you know, squirrel ran out the road, bus driver swerved, another truck was there, had to swerve the other way, you know, spun around, hit a patch of ice, flipped over twice, you know. There was a lot to it. It just like a plane crash, right? It's never one thing. It's a cascade of events. And that's kind of what happened to George at the quarterback position, was a cascade. And you want to blame Kirby Smart? Sure. He's a head coach. It's all his fault. There's not much to it this year. JT Daniels, the guy, is if he's healthy.
Mike Griffith with us, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. What kind of baseball team does Georgia have this year, expectations?
You know, they're ranked 12th, but they lost their opener to Evansville, so I don't know. I mean, they came back and won the next two, but, you know, that's a red flag for me. You know, I mean, you know, they play here at the Wrigley Field or the SEC at Foley Field. It's a beautiful park on campus. Small, though, you know, 3,500 capacity. Really, I think Georgia's got a problem there. I think they need to fix that. That should be a revenue sport at Georgia. But they're boxed in, and I think they ought to move that field off campus. And
it's down there like a ravine or something, best I remember it. It's down like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's below street level, right?
And it's
nice. It borders a neighborhood, and it borders their, you know, they got a great tennis facility. It's right across the street from the football. It's very nice. It's a bucket list for people that like different SEC baseball stadiums. I used to really enjoy covering SEC baseball when I covered Alabama and Auburn in the 90s. I mean, it was a big deal. It was interesting. You know, Bill, I was covering Alabama and Auburn baseball in the 90s, and when I took the job at the Knoxville News Sentinel, leading into the 98 football season, it's pretty good timing there. I said to the sports, I said, well, can I cover baseball? He said, nobody cares about baseball here. I said, they don't care about Tennessee baseball? They said, no. I said, gosh, Tennessee with Rod Delmonico, they'd come into Alabama and steal bases and run up the score, and nobody in Tennessee, like, no, nobody cares. There was no baseball culture at Tennessee. And one of the theories was because there was a minor league baseball team that was owned by one of the major Tennessee boosters. And so that's why baseball didn't get much love. Even when Tennessee baseball was going to the World Series, I thought that was interesting. It ended up working out because my daughters played softball at a pretty high clip, and I enjoyed covering softball. And the Weeklys, a fantastic coaching combination of husband and wife. I don't know if you've ever had Ralph Weekly on your show, but he's fascinating. He's a retired CIA guy and who coached football when he first got started and then coached Olympic softball. And now he's, you know, leading this great softball program at Tennessee that benefits greatly. And everybody that's got softball kids in Nashville listening is going, we know what you're about to say. You know, Vanderbilt doesn't have softball, and yet Nashville has some of the greatest fast pitch in the Southeast. You got a great coach there. So great Club K. I don't know if it's still going, but, man, when we played travel ball, you'd go to Nashville and play those Nashville Nighthawks out of Club K. Holy cow, they were like the Globetrotters, man. But Tennessee's benefited from that. So I ended up covering softball and kind of played right into my hobby of coaching my daughter's team. So it worked out for me. Tennessee baseball's kind of on the way back, I see. But I think SEC baseball's a really good product and a lot of fun.
Here's one, and we'll let you out the door. And this is a good question. I've wondered this since probably Hugh Durham days. And he got, I guess, the 83 team. Was it 83, 84? Yeah. Got to the Final Four. Anyways, Royal Payne on Twitter says, Bill, I'm an outsider, but it seems to me like Georgia basketball should be able to simply just recruit Atlanta and make the tournament every year. Why can't they get it going in basketball? Is the question.
Yeah, well, it seems like, you know, Tennessee should just recruit Memphis every year, right? You know, there's a lot of – when it comes to college basketball recruiting – AAU is a big factor. And the difference between college basketball recruiting and college football recruiting, it's shrinking. But in basketball, you can identify the stars much quicker because these kids travel and play against each other. And you're seeing them without pads on, right? And you're having a chance to see them interact, and you can talk to them. And AAU is just huge. And so when you're able to identify the future stars earlier, you're able to recruit them earlier. Well, not just the colleges, right? It's not just the colleges recruiting these kids. It's the shoe companies. That's why you see Nike-sponsored teams or Adidas-sponsored teams or Under Armour-sponsored teams. And what happens is these agents get in there and say, you know what? This kid could be a one-and-done. This kid's the future. And the agents essentially work through the shoe companies, and they're already in bed with these kids before they even go to college. And so it's really – it's very political. You know, in college football – it can happen in college football, not as much, but really, you know, you're working through an aunt or a cousin or, you know, somebody that has some business, some business acumen there, and it looks out in the best interest. There's usually a go-between, right? And it's up to the recruiters to figure out, okay, who do we got to win over here? Is it Uncle Sam? Is it Aunt Mary? Is it mom? Is it dad? Is it best friend? Is it teammate? Whatever. Well, basketball, you got to get these kids early. You got to get them 9th and 10th grade. And it's really hard to do that. And anytime money is involved, things get sticky quick. And, you know, you take a look around the SEC right now, Bill, at the program. Some of them are still winning and haven't really been punished. And look at how many of them got investigated by the FBI for potential wrongdoing.
right? We were talking about them just a year ago. Now, they're all winning now, and everything seems forgotten. But you got to ask yourself, you know, to what extent are you going to go to get players? And to what extent are those agents going to want to direct their players to you? And now, if you've got a winning program, right, then, you know, I don't know, maybe some of these programs don't have to lift a finger just because they know if they send them there, they'll be playing with other great players and make it to the league. But what I'm telling you is there's an underworld in basketball recruiting. Now, as far as Georgia goes, Georgia has never really been relevant in basketball. They've got one regular season championship. To put that into perspective, Kentucky has 49. And Georgia's won the tournament twice, most recently the year the tornado hit the dome. So they don't really have a tradition to recruit to. And, you know, you talk about Atlanta, and if we're going to be honest about this, the ACC is where you want to play. If you're from the Southeast, it's been the better conference year in and year out. It's not even close. Duke, Carolina, you know, even NC State's had good. Wake has been good. Florida State's good now. Miami, certainly Georgia Tech. So it's not like we're talking SEC football where it's automatic and you want to stay in the SEC. No, you want to go to the ACC. You'd even rather go to the Big Ten. Like, for example, you know, Michigan State's got a kid from Alabama named Josh Langford, best player in Alabama, going to Michigan State. That wouldn't happen in football. So you're fighting a couple of cultures there in terms of Georgia never being relevant. You're fighting the SEC just now starting to get it going. I've been impressed with the SEC this year. It's a deep league. Vanderbilt darn near beat Alabama. And the Vanderbilt coach actually stuck around to shake somebody's hand, right? So that was a good sign. They're making progress there at Vanderbilt. They're sticking around for the handshake now. So the SEC's getting better. And I think Tom Crane's a really good coach, by the way. I don't think Georgia could get a better coach. This is an accomplished coach who's put guys in the NBA. Ant-Man Edwards was number one. That's going to have some recruiting value for Georgia moving forward. The fact that the Ant-Man came here and developed his game, really truly developed his game under Crane. Got to get some shooters, though, okay? Not going to win on the road against an NCAA tournament team like Florida, shooting 3-19 from three. And that's been Georgia's problem. Is one of their two problems. Their two problems. One other problem is they don't have any size. They don't have a legit big guy. They got a 6'8 guy fouled out with 8.5 minutes left at Florida. They shot 3-19. And yet, they're down 6 to the Gators on the road, an NCAA tournament team. So this is a team that's making progress. They've got the best point guard in the SEC in Xavier Wheeler. The Tamani Kamara kid from Belgium is a good power forward. But they just need more bodies. It's not the coaching. It is the recruiting. And how they solve that in this environment, you know, that's to be determined. Again, you know, is the juice worth the squeeze? I mean, I guess for LSU it is. We'll watch LSU with a coach that was on tape play Georgia tonight at 7 o'clock.
Griff, see you next Tuesday, sir.
Have a good one, Bill.
There he is. Mike Griffith, the AJC's Dog Nation. I've always wondered that. And again, Griff described it, and basketball recruiting's finicky and all that, but you're in Georgia. Can you not get two players a year? Georgia, we sit here and talk about that state, and it obviously produces just limitless football talent, right? It's one of the big, there's a big four. It's Florida, Texas, Cali, and also Georgia. But it also produces players, male, female, from every sport. Tons of them. You can't get two players a year from the state of Georgia to go help you at least get to the tournament every year. I've never understood that. Anyways, there's the break. There's the music. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The wrapping of this wreck over here on Briley Parkway near I-40 over close to the airport. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane being moved to the site. Gallatin Pike at Maya Drive in Madison. They got one more vehicle to get out of your way. Still looks good. I-40 through Kingston Springs coming in from Dixon County. Teachers and students get 15% off all donut distillery orders there at 311 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, is our premier full-service exterior expert. They're reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC. Backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 or online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
All right. Quick note here. The market is selling off hard this morning. S&P is down 40 plus. This has been going on a certain level for about a week. And that's why when we talk about this here on the show, I say start small. If you are heavily loaded today, you're taking a beating. Now, again, I wouldn't panic selling this. It's only a loss if you sell it, but I just wouldn't be overly exposed in this. I'm exposed, but not much, to where it's not going to hurt. Had a huge week the week before, and some of that's getting erased last couple of days. But nonetheless, that's why you want to stick your toe in this thing very slightly. We'll see where it heads. It's only Tuesday. Hopefully this is brief, but if it's a market reversal, we'll know soon. Down to Tampa we go. No, not to Aliquippa Bob, not to Berg. We go to Allen in Tampa. Welcome in.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, sir.
Down here, you could need a generator with the hurricanes. We had one time. We had no power for 4 days. But we just went out to the – we moved in the bus. I pulled it out of the barn, parked it in the driveway, turned the satellite on, turned the generator on. We were good to go.
So do you have a generator for your house or just one for your bus?
The bus has one in it, and it's diesel. It's got a 125-gallon fuel tank, so we run for quite a while. I run a cord up to the house, plug the refrigerator in. I run a power cord to the well. We have well water. And I hook up the well so we got water, and we're good to go.
So are you on well water and city water at your house?
No, I'm on well. I'm out in the country, kind of, sort of. I'm on well water. We tried to get city water, me and my two neighbors, but they wanted to charge us $50,000 to run the line to our houses.
Because I grew up, and I'd say most of my life I've had well water, and it never bothered me. Now, if you're not from it, some people don't like it. The other thing is where we're at. I don't know if it's a problem where you're at, but where we're at here, well water smells like sulfur. It's got a pretty bad odor, and obviously mama don't like that.
Yeah, I got a big treatment system on mine. But down in our place at the beach, we got county water, and Tracy liked that a lot better.
Right.
My aunt had a farm out in Jasper when I was a kid, had well water. Best water I ever drank in my life. Ice cold. Was unreal how good that water was.
I bet. Wow.
You were talking about the Oklahoma thing. There used to be a bar in Birmingham called the Cheyenne Social Club on Best for Super Highway. And it was one of those bars where the ladies couldn't afford tops, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're sitting there one night, and this little skinny guy sitting at a table by himself. These two dudes walk in. They had to weigh 300 pounds. Big guys, man. And this guy didn't bother nobody. He's sitting there minding his own business. This guy goes over and grabs him under his arms, picks him up, and starts bear hugging him, trying to break his their face to face. I guess he's trying to break him in half. I don't know what he did. About that time, he reached in his back pocket, pulled out a straight razor, started carving that guy's back. Well, he let go of him pretty quick.
Oh, God.
It just goes to show you, man, you don't never know who you're messing with.
Yeah, that's what I try and tell my kids. And we hadn't had any problems like that, but don't. You can't judge. You don't know what anybody's thinking. If you're out there, I would assume that whoever you're dealing with has got weapons and everything else, and you're better off just getting out.
Yeah, you know, I deal with a lot of contractors. I know a lot of guys that in the same business I'm in, and there's some of those dudes, man, you don't want to mess with. I mean, those dudes, they'll kill you quicker than anything you can buy in a drugstore.
Right. They're not thinking. People think about the ramifications. Those dudes aren't thinking about what might happen if I get.
We had an asphalt guy get in a fight with a guy on the job site, and he beat the hell out of him. And the guy goes, I'm going to call the cops. He said, go ahead and call him. He said, that's what he said. He said, I've been in jail before. I know how to get out. And when I get out of jail, I'm going to come back out here and whip your butt again. So every time you put me in jail, you got a butt whipping coming. So do whatever you want to do. That was the end of that. He didn't go to jail.
I hear you. Wow.
There's some scary dudes around, man. I mean, there really is.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
How do you think Gus is going to do over at UCF?
I think it's a good hire. I think it's he inherits a really good quarterback, and they're already a revved up offense. Now lost a few games. Maybe they shouldn't have lost this last year, but. I think he inherits a gold mine, and he's not in a pressure cooker where you're looking up the street at Alabama every day. I think it's a good fit.
Yeah. They got a good alumni. They built a nice stadium on their campus, really nice stadium. And
right.
they got money behind them, and they're in a beautiful – they're in Orlando. It's beautiful. It's 71 here right now. The weather's beautiful, you know. Kids are going to want to come and play there.
Tell me again, how far is Tampa from Orlando?
I can leave my house and be at Mickey Mouse campground where we stay in my bus in 1 hour flat.
You're literally – so an hour away. That's it. Wow.
Well, Disney now – Disney's on the west side of Orlando. When you come into Orlando on I-4, Disney's on the west side, you know. If you want to go to further into Orlando, it's a little bit further, but Disney's on the west side. Orlando starts at Disney on the west side, and then it goes pretty much all the way to Sanford. It's a good 30, 40 miles. It's little town after little town after little town, you know. It just never stops. It's like South Florida. You start up in Palm Beach, and it's towns all the way down 95 till you get to Homestead.
Right. Right.
But
I didn't know it was that close.
I went to a couple of games over there when they played at the old Camping World Stadium there downtown.
Yeah, that's a lot closer than I knew. Alan, there's the music, good friend. Stay in touch.
Have a good day, buddy.
Yep, you too.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. One more break here on this Tuesday edition. Oh, we'll guest it tomorrow. Yeah, guesting except Burke. Burke's taking some time off, but we'll talk about that here in a moment. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The wrapping of this wreck over here on Briley Parkway near I-40 over close to the airport. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane being moved to the side. Gallatin Pike at Maya Drive in Madison. They got one more vehicle to get out of your way. Still looks good. I-40 through Kingston Springs coming in from Dixon County. Teachers and students get 15% off all donut distillery orders there at 311 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and another first-time winner in the NASCAR Cup Series. This time, Christopher Bell grabs the win at the infield road course at Daytona. Up next, the Florida Road Show continues. They are headed to Homestead Miami Speedway next. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Eric Jones, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 60. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 40. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 63. Sunshine for Thursday, highs 52. And chance of rain for Friday, highs 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
FanDuel Sportsbook app. You're going to need it. If you don't have it, you're going to want it. One of the things that's awesome about betting basketball is you can always find new player props or game props. And that's what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook. You can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called Same Game Parlay Bet. And you can only find this at FanDuel. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with Same Game Parlay Insurance. You heard that right. Every day. Now, here's some of the things you're going to like about FanDuel, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, everything about it. It's easy to register. It's easy to deposit. It's easy to find your bet. Also, live betting. Easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. So just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Do it now and try a same-game parlay. Use a promo code. We've got one for you, BKING, to sign up. That's right, the promo code BKING, as in my name, BKING. Got to be 21, must be present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days. Max refund is $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789. Guesting on Wednesday, Brett Ciancia will check in early, hour number one. Blake Ruffino will be with us, top of hour number two. And as I mentioned, Jim and Jupiter's favorite guest, Berg, will not be with us. He's taking some time off. So that area is not occupied. Yeah, no, I'm not looking. No. I'm not looking for a guest to put there at all. We will use it. The S&P has been as high as the mid-50s, meaning down this morning. Yeah, it's a sell-off. Now, how long and what we're in, I don't know if it's clear yet, but we are getting a pretty good sell-off right now in the markets. That's why, let me just say it again, if this comes back and returns to the bull market, this may just be a brief sell-off here for a few days, but whatever, don't get too exposed in this market. Don't do it. Yeah, I've got several things, but not big exposure, and they're down. Yeah, they're going to be, I mean, I already know that. They're going to be down, and that's part of the game, man. Yeah. Bloody red days or periods like this is part of the game. It's the game. Yeah, we're actually less, right now we're less red. I think it's in the high 40s. It was as high as 50-something. I don't know. We're not even an hour in yet. So let's see. Jerome Powell speaks today, too. I don't know if that's good or bad. We shall see. Interesting show. Yeah, I did not know the main guy that, well, there were two guys getting whooped in that fight at Oklahoma, but the main dude is from the 615. One of the people on Twitter who's from here said, Bill, that kid is a 615er, went to Franklin Road Academy. The coach at LSU, the basketball coach, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, or Tigas, however you pronounce it, went to Franklin Road Academy. Pretty famous school. It's a private school right on Franklin Road. Jay Cutler's burner account on Twitter. Bill, so Berg was going to do the show, but then he got high. I don't think Berg would not do the show due to the devil's lettuce. Shannon in South Bend. Bill, speaking about content earlier in the show, your show is so interactive and captivating with all the fans and guests. If you start talking about ping pong, it'd probably be interesting. Speaking of ping pong, no. I appreciate that, Shannon. Jeff, too. Bill, back to the well water topic. My grandparents on my dad's side still live on a farm in Dothan, Alabama. They have well water. When we lived in Elba, Alabama, after I graduated college, we used to take gallon containers and bring it back home because it was delicious. I never had a problem with well water. I liked it. I mean, I grew up on it, and most of my life I've had well water. But if you're not from it, sometimes people don't like it. Now, the problem that I had, the well was in the field, I'd say 10 acres from the house, or actually the pump, and it went down hundreds and hundreds of feet, and then there was a pipe that goes all the way to the house. the pool is massive. And we'd have to fill up the pool to keep it topped off. Sometimes that would fatigue the well. So you have to be careful there. It was not unlimited. And there were times where it was, okay, got to be careful with the pool here, or we're going to have trouble taking showers. Pool or the shower, or just get like soap and jump in the pool. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, at Bill is King. Even though the market is bloody red, I dare you. Go ahead, short Tesla. Get back to me tomorrow on that idiot move. Lodge Pop.